and two. Here's the pitch. Valencia strikes out swinging on a slider. And that is strikeout number 10 for Lincecum.
Good stuff, good command, good breaking pitches, and a good changeup. And he felt comfortable throwing any pitch. Looked really comfortable out there, had a good rhythm going. Really felt his last game was better.
Now it's Murph and Mac on KNBR 680 and streaming live at KNBR.com.
All right, Giants baseball tonight against the Indians. Jonathan Sanchez on the hill all weekend long. Should be fun. NBA draft, of course, on our minds. Klay Thompson. We had Washington State head coach Ken Bone on earlier. Compared him to Reggie Miller. Said he can shoot. And
pretty
then
flattering.
Larry Riley's going to join us a little after 8:30. But, Paulie, when we were thinking about, you know, who to have on this week, et cetera, et cetera, we said, you know what? We've met Hugh Jackson a couple times now at these gatherings, and we said, it's time to reach out again. I mean, I know there's no football going on right now, but football is always good. So we reached out, and Hugh said, guess what? I'm in. So Hugh Jackson, Oakland Raider head coach, back on the Murph and Mac Show with Brian Murphy and Paul McCaffrey. So, Hugh, thanks for coming on. How you doing this morning?
Great, gentlemen. How you guys doing this morning?
We're doing good, man. We're doing good. We're kicking around a little baseball, a little NBA draft. Do you follow either of those?
A little bit. I'm more busy worried about getting my players back. So I've been making sure every morning I wake up as a Raider, waking up Raider Nation, us getting ready to get our players back and play some football.
Yeah. Now, are you starting to get encouraged by what you're hearing on the labor front, that there's all sorts of positive rumors? What's your stance on that?
Well, I am getting excited because it's getting closer to July, and that means training camp. And I truly believe there's going to be football, and I'm very excited about getting these players back here and moving towards our goal.
Okay, I remember we talked to you, Hugh, about a little bit after the draft, and we were saying you it was fun. You could spend a lot of time preparing for the draft, but now the draft's over. And so how have you guys been?
The draft is over. Crossing the T's, dotting the I's is over. Give us our players back.
So how are you guys passing the time as a staff? Because you're a new staff, and I know you were a coordinator last year, but, I mean, you're a new head coach, and you want to get going. So how do you guys pass the time? How do you guys organize your days?
You know, obviously, there's still a lot of work to be done. I mean, there's still things to do. There's no question about that as you continue to talk about the teams you're going to play. There's going to be, at some point in time, free agency, so the landscape of the teams will change a little bit, and you just try to guess where you think a team is heading. And, again, you're just making sure that you're prepared for everything that can happen. But as of this past week, it probably would have been the last week you had your players anyway. The normal process of an NFL year, the coaches right now would be getting ready to go on vacation, preparing for training camp. So we're almost in that mode. But even though we know it's going to be a little bit different, I think the guys are just so eager to see a player in the facility, and we truly believe that's going to happen sooner rather than later. So I think we're getting really excited because, again, training camp is right around the corner.
It would be huge. So let's talk a little bit about your players, Hugh, because you know, there's some interesting stuff going on. The NFL Network, for example, is passing the time doing a top 100 players in the game today. And three Raiders made it. So, let me just put it this way. Going into something like that, would you say, so if it's like just for fun, barroom conversation, somebody says to you, hey, the NFL Network's doing a top 100 players in the NFL. Give me your top guys who are going to make that list. Would you have guessed the three they picked?
Yes, I would have guessed the three they'd pick, and I think they left out about seven more.
Okay, let's
get
in.
Okay, good.
Okay, let's start with
let's get the list going.
Let's start with the guys that made it, and one of them made it is Darren McFadden, who, interestingly, you know, had an injury-laden first couple years but had that breakout year last year. So does this speak to kind of what people think? Is like Darren McFadden's just at the beginning of some big stuff here?
I truly believe he is. Obviously, his first 2 years, it was well documented that there was injuries there that he had to overcome. And this past year, he had a tremendous season, and I'm expecting him to just build on that. Obviously, as a player, you got to do it consistently, and I think he understands that he kind of set the bar for himself. But we expect for him to exceed that and do a better job than even what he did last year.
What was it, just injuries, Hugh, that made year three so much better than the first two, or was there a mental adjustment too? Did you coach him up differently? What went into that great year three?
I think what was really important for me is when I got here, I didn't judge what had happened in the past. You know, everybody started with a clean slate just when our players get back here this time. Everything's a clean slate. We start from the beginning. And what I said to this young man, what do you like to do? And he told me, he said, Coach, I like to run between the tackles. I like to run on the edge. And that's kind of the player I am. So my job was to create an environment to showcase his talents and abilities. And I think we got close. I know, stretch the imagination, do I think we're even close to where I think this young man can be. But I think this is what this is truly all about, giving the players an opportunity to be the best that they can be.
So this kid is this will be exciting to watch, this kid, as he heads into year four. And yeah, I'm ready. He's a fun player to watch. We're talking to Raiders head coach Hugh Jackson, kind enough to join us here on the Murph and Mac Show. We hope we'll have him also throughout the season as the Raiders get back to football here. Hopefully soon. We keep hearing rumors and all that stuff. So, okay, the other guy who made it is Richard Seymour. He made the top 100 list. And I know you didn't coach him up as an O coordinator, but I just wonder your thoughts on Seymour. You know, obviously what he did with the Patriots was so huge. And then some people thought when he came to Oakland, maybe he wouldn't bring his best to the table because his best was behind him. But that's obviously not what the league is saying or the NFL Network's saying. So your thoughts on Richard Seymour making the list?
He is, I think he's very deserving. He's a true pro, one of the best leaders on our team, goes to work every day, shows up at games every day, and he's a model of consistency for our players. And I think that's what you have to be, and he's done it year in and year out. He's someone that we can depend on and is very accountable to us all, week in and week out, and I think he's very deserving of where he was on that list.
Now, he's been one of the guys leading these team workouts, right, down in Georgia, I think?
Yes, he has. He was one of the ringleaders along with Jason Campbell that said, hey, guys, let's get this thing going, because I think they truly understand that a lot of games are won in the off season. You know, obviously there's an end season, but a lot of the preparation starts months ago, and I think the guys understand that.
Hey, how did it get decided that Georgia was going to be the location for the workouts?
Well, I think that's where he lives. If he's going to pay the bill, he gets to pick the destination.
That's so, it. Okay.
No doubt. So that's where he is, and I think it's pretty centrally located for all of our players. I mean, a lot of players live back in that area, and I think there's quite a few guys here in California, so they were able to make that trip there, and I think they had a tremendous time from what I read.
I'll host the practice. You just got to come to my house. It's a house party.
Right.
It's a house party. House party.
Bring a bottle of wine, too.
All right. Talking to Hugh Jackson. And then finally, they haven't done the top 10 players on the NFL Network, but it looks like Nnamdi Asamoah certainly will be one of the top 10. And, you know, that's a good and a bad thing. It's great because Nnamdi's such a great player, but it's also scary because he when this whole thing comes about, he's going to be a free agent, right? So what are your thoughts on Nnamdi? Are you planning to be with him, or are you planning to be without him?
Well, obviously that answer that I have will never change, because until the league says exactly what they're doing, can't we really comment on that? But I will tell you, he's very deserving of being in the top 10. He's a tremendous, tremendous player, a tremendous Raider. No one knows exactly how it's all going to shake out. I'd love to have every one of our free agents back, but obviously there's things that's going to dictate how that all works out. But he is a tremendous player and a very great person. Just he's what you look for in a true pro.
Yeah. Well, now, you said at the start, Hugh, that there were guys that you thought they left off, and I know you don't want to leave some of the guys out by not mentioning them, but there must be a couple guys you think are on the rise that are some leaders other than Nnamdi, Hugh, and Darren.
Yeah, there are some players that I really think that this season is going to be breakout seasons for them. Matt Shaughnessy, who plays defensive end for us, I think is a tremendous player. Tyvon Branch, who people don't give a lot of credit to. This guy plays football, in my opinion, the way it's meant to be played. I mean, he plays as well and as hard as anybody I've ever seen play the game. I think on offense, obviously, we already talked about Darren, but I think Jacoby Ford at some point in time, I mean, obviously, he still needs to continue to play at a high, consistent level, but I think this young man's ceiling is so high that it's going to be tremendous. And hopefully, like I said, we can just continue to keep adding to that top 100.
You know what's funny, Hugh? One of the things that just came out recently, too, was the Sports Illustrated came out with the 50 highest-earning athletes in America. And Darius Heyward-Bey, God bless him for maximizing leverage and, you know, time. He's one of the guys. And
yes, he is.
I'm wondering, you know, do you feel like in his first 2 years that he's been weighed down by that he hasn't? Because you can make an argument that Jacoby Ford's already a more valuable receiver to you than Darius Hayward Bay. Is that something that you're looking forward to, is getting the most out of Darius because he feels – I mean, it's great to be rich. He's getting a lot of money, but I don't know if he's performing to that money.
Well, I think what's important is that I'm looking to get the best out of every last one of our players. I mean, Darius Hayward Bay all the way down to the equipment guy. You know, so everybody, this is a performance-based business, and I think our whole football team's got to pick their performance up. And obviously, I know everybody talks about the pay scale, and you said it best. I mean, sometimes things are slotted, sometimes things are negotiated, and that's part of the process. But at the end of the day, this for me, and this is about our players, is about playing football, and playing football at a very high level so that we give ourselves the best opportunity to win week in and week out.
And Darius, I guess, would be a guy who you would target when this thing gets solved, that you're going to need more out of him?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, as I said, we need more out of every last one of our players. But is he definitely one of the players that need to step up and bring more to the table? Yes, he is. And I think they all do. And I think they all understand that, because that's just how I conduct business. How I conduct business is I want the best out of our players. I expect it. I demand it. And I'm going to get it.
Okay. Hugh Jackson, the Raiders. Fun talking a little football here. Finally, Hugh, we always wonder how Mr. Davis, as everybody likes to call him, Al Davis, the great owner of the Raiders. You call him Coach Davis.
I call him Coach Davis, absolutely. It's amazing.
There you go.
The other day, I put up our Hall of Fame wall downstairs, mm-hmm. and he's in there because he was inducted. But this man was a coach. I mean, he was one of the best coaches in this league at one time and decided he wanted to go own the team.
Right.
And has done a great job of doing that. But, I mean, coaches respect coaches. And when I talk to fellow coaches, I call them coach. And so I know he's the owner, but we talk about more than just all the different ins and outs of the league and what's going on. We talk football. We talk about the power play. We talk about the sweep play. We talk about pass plays. We talk about what's going to be the best defense for us to get a team stopped. And to me, there's no owner like him in this league that I've been associated with.
Yeah, how's he doing during the whole lockout? He must be going crazy.
Oh, well, he's watching a lot of tape, I promise you that. He's all fired up and ready to go, just like we all are. Our whole organization is very excited when this thing's over so that we can go do what we do best, is which put this organization back on the map and go play football the way we know the Raiders can play ball.
All right, you sound too upbeat for a guy in a lockout.
You know why? Because at the end of the day, Murph and Mac, we're going to play ball, and we're going to go out there and line up and play the way we play. And we have very good players. We have an unbelievable environment. We have an unbelievable environment in training camp in Napa. And I think our players are going to come there with the right attitude, with the right thirst and hunger to go win a championship. I know my staff is ready. I know everybody in this organization. I know Raider Nation is ready. And all we need to do is get these guys back, and let's go get it done.
And you do know our friend Amy Trask said she'll be listening. She was listening this morning from her coffee shop. All right?
She's always listening.
Hey, that's our girl. Amy is unbelievable. She's been such a great help throughout all of this,
yeah.
Not just to me, the coaching staff, and the whole organization. I mean, she's been tremendous.
You got to keep her out of the film room, though, because she's trying to coach it up, right?
Now, you know she's my defensive coordinator, truth be told.
She can throw a blitz package together.
She likes to blitz. Yes, she will. She likes to blitz every play. I got to slow her down. I tell you, every now and then, we got to play a little zone here, Amy.
Got to play bass sometimes, right? All right, there you go. All right, Hugh, well, listen, we'll look forward to next time, hopefully, when the lockout's resolved. We're talking real football.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Hugh, thanks for the time.
Thank you.